Hi, everyone. This is the Creation Light Shift Healing Show. Tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. And the day today, which we're going to be clearing, is March 25th, 2017. So let's clear that date. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring up the light beams on your monitor screen to bring peace and energy into your room. Here we go. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next, if you have a situation going on, physical pain or something, we'll clear that from you. You need to focus on it, think about it, and here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll bring up our co-host. So, Ann, are you out there tonight? Are you ready to go?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron, and welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show, and you're listening to Ron Amatron. It's Saturday night, which is a wonderful night to be listening to the show, because later on in the show, we will be taking a visit to Creation Lightship for a physical healing. You may request room locations that you might like to visit. We've already gotten some in, so thank you very much. It just makes it more fun to have people pick some rooms, even though, you know, Ron always can send us to special places and knows what's happening there. So you may contact us by sending an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com or clicking on the link that says Fast Chat on the BBS radio station page. And either way, I will get those messages while we're on the air tonight. And actually, you can send us a message at any time during the week through both of those methods. And we love to hear from everybody. Ron is a light being. He is here for us directly from source energy, the energy that created us. And he's very powerfully in the now, more than probably we can even understand. So to get information and to learn things, we need to ask Ron the right questions. So when we ask Ron the right questions, we get wonderful answers. So we really appreciate everyone's input on the show. So last evening, we talked about a lot of different things, but Ron did a shapeshifter clearing for us and asked people if they had ever had experiences with shapeshifters, because, of course, Ron's main mission here is to make our lives a little better, and it's one of the things we kind of have to deal with here. So I wanted to just share, actually, like six people wrote in saying basically, yes, I have seen a shapeshifter, and I just want to share one of those with you. My 36-year-old daughter, who I knew had been taken over by something, was visiting me. I walked up to her to say hello. She turned and looked at me, and her light brown eyes were like black marbles and tracking in completely opposite directions. It certainly confirmed my suspicions. She insists she doesn't know me and that I don't know her.
Yikes.
Yes, yikes is right.
Another one you can read?
Well, someone else wrote, this is possibly equally as disturbing. They feel they have a shapeshifter in them. There's a shapeshifter in me. I saw it in the mirror.
Oh, great. Well, so we have the alien attack page. Got another one, Ann?
Someone said, I saw a shapeshifter in a friend. See. So she is someone, she's someone who's actually done some Creation Lightship healings That's, okay, interesting. And she's, I don't know, she's going to, I'm not sure exactly what, maybe this person could write in again exactly what they mean, but they saw a shapeshifter in a friend. So that's very disturbing. And someone said, yes, Ron, I have seen a woman shapeshift. Her face changed when they stopped to ask me directions.
Well, that's, I guess we're not alone, huh?
Well, you know, you spent a lot of time last night talking about the wonderful tools you've given us to stay clear and stay in our bodies, one of them being stay on the CLS Now timeline of light. And don't you think that if we're commanding our spirits to stay in our body and we're staying in the now, we have less of a chance of being taken over by a shapeshifter?
Yeah, being in the now, they probably would not get much energy from you. So it's when you get out of the now when they could actually come forward or, you know, maybe hop into you.
Right. Okay. So also last night, in case you didn't hear the show last night, we got talking about shapeshifters because I was reviewing the alien attack page, the clearing that Ron has that is $30 for a month, and I was recommending it. We'll keep going over the rest of the parts of that perhaps on another show, but we got through, I think, the first four or five sections. And somebody then called in and talked about pins. And Ron has done a lot of pin clearings for us. You do them on the calls, Ron, the weekday calls sometimes, and on the Sunday calls, and you've had at least two, if not three, special calls just to do pin removal. So someone wrote in to say, oh my, the caller said exactly what had been going on with me. I am in northern Wisconsin, and I had the same thing with the eyes. I don't want to go into all the details, but it was very painful, feeling bad, and the healing that you did then really helped her to heal, you know, to heal that and get rid of that.
Great.
And, gee, I have so many emails in here, and I know somebody wrote in thanking you because you did remove pins from us last night and recently on another show. You removed pins from our neck, and someone wrote in to say that completely released pain in their neck. So do you want to talk about that a little, Ron? Maybe in the future you'll do another pin release call.
Yeah, maybe if people want that, we could possibly schedule one. We already have a Spirit in the Box next month, I believe on the 15th. Maybe we could do something in May, possibly, with the pin removals. Maybe even do another call with Shackles. I don't know. We'll just see what the people want to have.
Right, and you kind of, people make requests, because I know we've gotten a few suggestions for healing calls that people would like you to do. But also, I think you get a sort of sense of what people need at a certain time. So as we get closer, you have, of course, another expo coming up. So there's the April 15th special call. It's going to be at 1 p.m. Pacific time. It's going to last 2 to 3 hours. The cost is $50, and that is the Spirit in the Box, which means that our spirit has been blocked up inside of us into these energetic boxes, and Ron is going to release them. It's very powerful. So you'll want to put that on your calendar. And then at the end of April, Ron will be in San Mateo at an expo where if you can get to Northern California, you can meet Ron in person. And let me just see if I can get. And I think we're going to work out a way, Ron, for people to listen to your lectures again. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Great. That'll be so nice. I really enjoyed having that opportunity when you were in New York. Okay. So I'm going to go back and read some emails, Ron. Oh, someone wrote in, let me think when this was. I believe Friday night's. It was either Thursday night's healing call. You allowed us to stay on the lightship for an additional 2 hours and ride dinosaurs. So someone wrote in, thanks so much for the dinosaur rides the other night on the clone call, yes, Thursday. It was a large, long neck and very relaxing. Also, we're walking in the rainforest. Thanks very much. It was fun.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, the dinosaurs are pretty gentle.
Yes, that is very interesting, Ron. I would not have thought, really, to request a dinosaur specifically to ride on, but it was very enjoyable. And, of course, whatever beings we meet or are allowed to be in contact with through Ron, they're all healers. They're not just... It's not just a dinosaur, it's a healing dinosaur. So Ron has us talk to them and tell them what healings we would like or what we'd like worked on in our bodies. Okay, Ron, so it's a great night since we're going to the lightship later. And also, in case you're a new listener, you'll want to think about the one physical healing you'd like to request for tonight. And when the time comes, you'll want to either say that out loud or have written it down. So I like people to have a moment to just be prepared so they get the most out of the visit. It certainly always feels wonderful, very peaceful and healing in a general way, but you do want to be able to request something to be healed. So I'll just move on to questions if that's all right, Ron.
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, a question that's been in the box for quite a while about the baptismal clearing. What if I agreed to be a godparent for a child's baptism? Does the barcode removal work for that too if I do it for myself? And does it take off the cord with the child and the priest and the church and religion's alien race?
Well, that's a good one. They're asking by doing the spirit barcode. Is that what it is?
No, the baptismal. It's called alien baptismal barcode removal, I believe. I think
So they want to know if being a godparent or something, whatever, if that takes the cord off. Let me look here. You can get the next question. At first, it doesn't look like it, but I need to look a little further.
Okay.
A couple of people,
Ron, have written in recently that they're having different website problems. And someone wrote in, because we were talking about the alien attack page, that there's actually a clearing for websites on there. And I was wondering if perhaps we could have a sample of clearing us of a website and perhaps also clearing our computers.
Well, let's see here. I would say get on the media clearing or do that other one. It looks pretty rough to start clearing the website somebody has created. There's too much alien stuff there that I'd be dealing with. So go on to the media clearing. What we could do is... I'll do a sample clearing, which should be the Be Here Now one. Well, let's do that here. That's a free clearing. So, we're going to bring the energy so that you're here. You could use a finger exercise if you'd like to see where you're located. You're in the past or future or here. So put your finger, kind of 6 inches or so, in front of you. Let your body just kind of put it wherever it needs to go to, because it will show you if you're in the past or future. And if it's to the left, being on center with you, then you're in the past. If it's to the right, you're in the future. So either one of those, you don't want to be there because you're not here. So slowly move your finger back so it's straight on, in front of your nose here, 6 inches, foot away from you, whatever your arm wants to go to. So here we go. Let's do the Be Here Now clearing. So one, two, three. three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. That should bring you back here. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Great, Ron. Thank you so much. There are a couple of questions about the media clearing also, and the media clearing is only $20 to run it one time for yourself. And recently Ron has, I think that's for a month or 2 weeks or something, but Ron has added in that you can add on $50 to make it whole life. So that's a very really good healing to have, because I find that, you know, just living on this planet, you really cannot avoid the news and what everybody is thinking, and just you can't really hide from the information that might upset you or whatever. So I really recommend that healing very highly. Okay, I'll move on to the questions. You have been doing, I'm guessing this is where this comes from, because on our weekday and weekend calls, you've been working a lot with stiff joints for people. So somebody said regarding stiff joints, they've been doing the body rejuvenation clearing and the body jumpstart clearing and the harmonic frequency. Well, I'm sorry. So they're saying they do the body rejuvenation, which is part of the body jumpstart, but also do the harmonic frequency clearing, great idea, and a timeline crash if you're suffering from stiff joints. Do you think those are good suggestions, Ron?
Yeah, even our harmonic clearing is good, because that can bring in energies to you that would be discordant to what you need in your body. And you may even want to go in. It could be a possibility that the aliens are attaching to your joints. So it may be the ones that you all know about. It could be the orb. So you may want to do an orb clearing if you do have stiff joints, and just see if the orbs are hanging on to your body. Body energy in those locations where they're stiff. So you might want to try the orb and just see what happens. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, and I love that. Of course, timeline crashing is great, but I love the suggestion of the harmonic frequency clearing for that, too. So thank you, listener, for that. So also last night we were talking about barcodes, and this question actually came in a while back. But the question is there a multi-purpose or special barcode removal, like the special clearing or the seven-generation generic?
No, there's not that I can be aware of. No, I don't think there is. All the ones
right.
are listed.
Okay. Right. So the barcodes are more specific. Okay, someone just wrote in, I think this is in regard to a past show, remind people, and I'm glad they did because I think we have new listeners, reminder that pets are free on the healings. So if you have done a whole life healing or any of the barcode clearings, you may then run those healings for any pets that you have for free. And that's a lovely gift that Ron has given us, and thank you very much for the reminder of that. Okay. Here's another one. Someone was in the hospital, and they listened to and did the body blueprint renewal. Oh, they're talking about the call. That's why I listened to the body blueprint renewal. And a few days later, I was released and went to physical therapy, and I was able to walk far more than ever, which amazed the therapist because I live in a wheelchair and had not had physical therapy for over 3 months. That is just one of the ways I was renewed from the body blueprint call.
That's great.
Yes. And that's one we may do again too, Ron. That was really a wonderful one. Okay. Again, email from the past. I think there was a show where we talked about food and eating and diet, and someone said, could it be entities or cellular memories that are dictating to you what you're choosing to eat?
I would say that could probably be a yes, especially with entities. So remember, entities come in into you as you pass by your store or something. Then maybe let's just say that you are walking by, a shopping center, little strip mall or something, and all of a sudden you walk by a store selling pizza. Well, very possibly, or even the food court where they have maybe hot dogs or something, whatever. We'll just use the word pizza here. So you're walking by, and all of a sudden you get close to the store and you start thinking about pizzas. And maybe, you haven't had one for 6 months, and maybe it's time not to have one just to have that experience or something. So you're probably picking up an entity that wants to eat pizza. And naturally gave you that thought. And then you go into the store and you have your pizza. So that's sort of what entities do. That probably wouldn't be too awful for anybody. But, if you're walking by a bar or something, and all of a sudden you think you need to have a drink because you have this voice in your head, oh, I can have a drink now. I really need that so-and-so drink that I had years ago. It was tasting very yummy, whatever, And so that entity is drawing you into the bar. So that can happen. That's what entities will tend to do. And if you start acting a little strange or your handwriting changes somewhat, and you know that something is in you, using your body, and it's not the real you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, great, Ron. And someone else wrote, back to the food and diet, possible clearing for diet. To help with that, do the mind of the body clearing. That might help get in tune with your body as it awakens your body's healer. Also, doing the mind to heart drop before choosing what to eat. That way, you're getting out of mind energy, programs, and preconceptions and getting your spirit, body, and mind in sync.
Yeah, that's very good. Thank you, whoever wrote that. Very good.
And wonderful. And again, someone said the harmonic frequency clearing might help to clear food. Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Wow, Ron, could you put your food in front of the computer and do the harmonic frequency clearing on it?
I don't see why not. Sure.
Wow. So, and also, Ron gives us the object clearing, which a lot of people do on their food and just clear it, and you can activate it then for a certain energy that you want. So that's two great ideas. Okay. Ron, is it possible to do a sample? I have a complete change of subject here in my next question, but I thought maybe we could do a sample healing. Is it possible to do a sample of the harmonic clearing, since we've been talking about it so much?
I'll do one for people's necks. If you have any odd harmonics there in your neck, we'll see if we can get those put back into balance. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And let's do it for shoulders. So maybe a forearm, shoulder, left side first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You may want to move your shoulder a little bit. Also maybe your neck. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. That looks pretty good. Now we'll do your right forearm and shoulder. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. There we go. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Wow, Ron, that was very relaxing. That really felt good. Thank you so much. And I have that healing, so I'm going to do it more often. We got so many great ideas. Okay, so someone is writing in just now about the media clearing. And I'm just going to check something. Okay, this is strange. Now, I'm going into the media clearing, Ron, and it is only saying $100. I mean, I'm sorry, $20 for a month. Have we taken away the being able to make that whole life?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, thank you, listener. We will look into that because I am actually seeing what you say. Okay. I don't know why that would have changed. We'll have to talk to the webmaster about that. That's strange. Okay. So I apologize, but we'll figure that out and get that fixed. Okay. So now somebody has an interesting question and thought about doing mental work. This person wants to be heart-centered. So clearings that help doing mental work from your heart. I need to do some mental type work for a project I'm on in an area I have no interest in. I sat down to do it and felt super thick and slow. Then I put on the alien mind fog clearing, the IQ cording, and education clearing, asking in each that the light being help me do this task with inspiration and ease. What a night and day difference. I was able to produce great material with little effort utilizing spirit energy instead of mind energy. I highly recommend this combination for anyone needing to do tedious, tricky mental work and wishing to do it in the mind-to-heart drop style.
Great.
Yes, we've talked about that a lot because when you tell people, Ron, sometimes you need to be heart-centered, they get worried that they won't be able to think if they need to think at work, just as this person is talking about. So thank you very much. That's very helpful. Okay. Here's another question about healings. Are there any clearings to remove soul contracts, in particular to a certain personality type of people? I've noticed that I work with and have many of these types in my family.
Well, I don't know. You know, that soul family disconnect might be one to do that, possibly, so you might try that one.
Well, I think that's really a wonderful clearing. It's very thorough. It does current soul family, past soul family, future soul family, and there's a billboard disconnection on there so that if you are still projecting something that might attract soul family members, either in the flesh or by courting, I feel that it really helps to just run that billboard disconnection all the time. Okay. Okay. Another question, Ron. Relationships with men. I am a woman, and I notice that often when I'm with men, I feel uncomfortable, sometimes afraid, and have a lot of feeling in my body. I notice I tend to avoid them or push them away. Is there a clearing you would recommend or command to give myself so I can have healthy relationships with men?
Oh, boy, that I think we had this similar question a while back. Let's see here. I'm looking here, trying to see which one might be good to, you know, the psychic billboard, you probably want to check out, see what you're transmitting. And then, you know, you probably have fear. So I would say psychic billboard and the fear clearing.
Right. And there's also a relationship clearing, Ron, that could be helpful. Okay, here's an interesting one. We recently had daylight savings time, which you talked about, and you suggested that we stay in the old time and not, you know, at least for as long as we could, not change the clocks or deal with the new timeline. So this person wrote in, I just want to share, I gave myself a personal challenge not to look at the clock and didn't the whole day. I took my wall clock down and then caught myself looking at the wall all the time. Oh, I can really understand that. I put on some clearings. The keyword intercept and the natal barcode worked really well. Put in time change and what time is it, daylight savings time. Also did the alien attack page, option 6, alien hypnosis, and the Be Here Now, had a black tape over the time on my computer. So they still felt a little weird, like things were going on in their head, and they woke up with a swollen something, you know, the next day. But they do feel like they overcame that alien attack that they were doing with the time.
That's great.
Yeah, that sounds like that was a really great plan. And isn't that interesting, Ron, that, you know, we don't realize we have a program, like she took the clock down and kept looking at the wall. So that was, the aliens must have been pretty frustrated by her, right?
Yeah, they're trying to get you to home into that clock, you know. Yep, now you know how you're controlled.
Wow. Yeah, thank you for sharing that, listener, because that's... Wow. Okay, here's another interesting one, people-pleasing. What can you do to clear the pattern of people-pleasing and wanting people to like and approve of you?
Well, hopefully you already did the emotional clearing. For people-pleasing, boy, let me see here. I would say it's more like acceptance of yourself, probably. Oh, so maybe you don't accept yourself. You might do that self-empowerment clearing, but it sounds like you're not accepting yourself. So you're trying to accept yourself by pleasing other people. Back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. What can we do, or what could a person do who's afraid to fly and gets panic attacks on airplanes?
The fear clearing, probably. Anxiety and fear, do those two.
Okay. And it might be the same person. I'm not sure. The last time I took a flight, it felt like it was the perfect setup for the whole plane to be abducted and or messed with. What do you think of that, Ron?
Yeah, I'm sure that happens. So, you know, that's just the way life is here. Back to you.
Okay. Yeah, that fear clearing is very, very powerful. Okay, so on a show a while back, you were talking about chemtrails, and someone wrote in to suggest for people they get the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing. They find that extremely helpful, and it comes with the auric field protection, and just keep running both of those, and I agree. Great suggestion. Thank you. I hadn't seen chemtrails in a long time, Ron, and I just saw some yesterday. I feel like we've been having, well, we've had clouds certain days, but for the most part, nice blue skies, and then all of a sudden, chemtrails were back. Okay, a listener just wrote in to the listener who's uncomfortable with men, I also suggest a trauma clearing and then sexual clearing. I don't know, do we have a sexual clearing? I'm going to look that up really quickly.
Yeah, maybe. One of those, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so yes, that's a really great idea because isn't it possible, Ron, that there could be even a past life thing affecting a person that they're unaware of? Yes, it's a whole life healing. And also seven generations. So you
and
can.
And also that reoccurring event one, you know?
Might be
one that you may want to try too. You are recycling, energies from your past, and you're becoming more aware of it. So you want to do that clearing too.
Okay.
So back to you.
Okay. Okay, someone just wrote in, I'm the person that took the clock down. And yesterday at the store, my change from the cashier was 11:11. They got me that way.
Oh, boy. That's a good one.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, just we got to just keep clearing those numbers and I guess, you know, not take it too seriously like you laughed, Ron. And someone else just wrote in about the soul family disconnection. And this is a great question. Wouldn't it be lonely cutting connections with all soul family? Most of them are nice people that I know, and I've had many upsets in my close family, but I still love them.
Well, it's not that you're lonely. It's that they're not using your energy or giving you stuff to do that you may not want to do. So you have to look at that maybe these soul family members could be your handler. Well, you look at it that way. It's not that you'd be lonely. They're not going to, poop away. It's that they won't be having contracts with you who have you do things that you may not want to do, but they want you to do it because they're afraid to do it. So you volunteer to set yourself up. That's why you want to disconnect from that energy. You can have more of your own spirit energy and work with yourself rather than have situations come into your life that you probably already have worked on. But it's the way to disempower you. So back to you.
Okay. Ron, I would just like to add that I have found, and I believe we've heard this from other listeners and people who have done Ron's clearings or creation lightship clearings, if you disconnect from your soul family, it doesn't change your actual relationships. It won't eliminate the people from your life unless you want it to. But it actually will enrich your relationship because it'll be better because there won't be courting and psychic attacks and manipulation and things sort of behind the scenes that maybe the person doesn't even know of. So you can continue. You'll have a better relationship with somebody you're close to if you make sure you don't have a contract with them and if you make sure you're not courting them or they're not courting you. Wouldn't you agree, Ron?
Yeah, that's a good way of stating it, yes. Uh-huh.
I've really found that to be true. Okay, so someone has a question here about symbols. And I'm not going to go into the details, but they found a couple of symbols, the Alpha and Omega, and also the Flower of Life. And they're wondering if those are things that they can help you, keep you from getting ill, or is that hooking you up to something dark?
anything that has symbols, including Reiki symbols, are darkness. It's mind energy. So you want to stay away from mind energy. You don't know what those symbols actually mean. You know, maybe in this lifetime here, it might mean one thing as you read books, but what did it mean, you know, 1,000 years ago? Well, you have no idea how you're being connected to these energies, so I would not use anything like that. You don't know what you don't know. And just because somebody may tell you something about it and it sounds cool and we go, wow, that's what I need, you don't know what has, you know, happened to that symbol and how it was brought here, why the aliens brought it here, and how it affects everybody. So, you know, that's the old saying, run, don't walk, you know? So back to you, Ann.
Okay, another question about the media clearing, Ron. Will the media clearing help clear off readings from literature and the Internet?
Yeah, that's sort of what it's for, is you get hooked up to something, a situation, something going on, you know, the news, you know, it's designed to release you from that energy that corded you. And then you're also corded to all the people that could be watching the TV or radio or whatever, you know, or Internet. You know, so you're getting disconnected from that energy plus everybody else's energy that's been also reconnected. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, I'm so glad I just noticed the time. We're talking so much. It's almost 10 of the hour here, so it's time to go to the light ship.
Okay, so this only works live on this program tonight. So remember, every Saturday night's PBS radio show that we have, go to the light ship. If you're on an archive now listening, you're going to feel the peace energy. So don't turn off your computer because you think you're missing out. Just enjoy the peace energy. So for the listeners listening live, you can bring up your animal, pet, flower, tree, garden, plants, and think of one particular situation that you're dealing with, physical body situation. So here we go. Going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we always go into the hot tub rooms. And we'll go into the pain release and floating magnets. So do you have a room that you may want to go into, Ann, or any suggestions there?
Yes, I do. Our first is the centrifuge room.
Okay, so here we go. So stronger, and just think of your issue. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next room.
The puppies room.
Puppies, okay. Then we'll go into where the puppies are. And we'll also go where there's cats, okay? So kittens. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And I want to go into the room with the little baby pigs. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Ann, you're on.
Someone requested the dinosaur room, since we were fighting dinosaurs the other night.
Sure, okay, so here we go. Request your healing. There's always three of these light beings coming, and they'll take on the form of the dinosaurs. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I think we'll go into bald eagle room. Oh, here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next room, Ann.
The baby elephant room.
Oh, okay. Got a lot of babies today here, little ones. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we can go into the room with the parrots. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And what's next?
The giraffe room.
Okay. Here we go. Cluster healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do two more rooms before we come back.
Okay. How about that magnesium salt bathroom? That feels really wonderful.
Okay, here we go, going there. So stronger, 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 and stronger.
And how about the monkey room?
Monkeys. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I want to go into the room with the fairies. Here we go, the fairy room. Oh, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll come back from the light shift. So our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming back with us here. And we're coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Oh, that was really wonderful. And I wanted to just mention that when I thought of the magnesium room, and you've been doing calcium magnesium water for us on the calls a lot lately, and a listener wrote in about a source for magnesium. So if anyone's interested in that, you can just send me an email, and I'll send you the information that they sent. So if you want to supplement your body with some extra magnesium that apparently we're all quite deficient in, this person has a source for liquid magnesium. And so they've offered to share that with listeners, and I'll be happy to pass that on if someone's interested in it. And thank you, Ron, for giving us that calcium magnesium water all the time, because I know it's so good for us. So we have a suggestion for people who were at the expos or sent their pictures in and enjoyed that energy of the light infusion chamber. If you've done the emotional clearing first, of course, they say, you would probably really like to get the online Light Infusion Chamber Whole Life Healing. So I second that. That's a wonderful suggestion for people. And again, it's a whole life clearing, and it's called the Light Infusion Chamber. And it's just like all the other healings. You run it through for your whole life, and then you can put in incidents. So if you're healing a particular body part or organ, you can ask the light beings to send light energy to that. It's really a wonderful healing to have. Okay, and here's the thank you I was looking for before. When you remove the pin release, the pain and stiffness is now gone from my neck. So that's wonderful, and thank you for sending that in. And let's see. Okay, that's a little too long. Okay. So someone is saying that sometimes after the clearings, they have reactions. Like sometimes after they drink the water you've charged, they'll burp. And also they're wondering what that is, if you could give them some feedback into what might be going on, if they have a strange reaction.
You might look and see kind of what's going on, maybe with your stomach or something, because you're getting imbalanced energy when you do a clearing or you do like a water charging. So there's something that maybe your body is missing. Or there's a problem, maybe esophagus or something like that. So you may want to look further to see why your body needs additional healing there. maybe you're trying to get rid of some energy. You know, but that's kind of how I would look at that. So any kind of reaction would indicate that there might be something going on that maybe you know nothing about, but you have something going on, and this energy that's coming in is helping to release it. But maybe it hasn't got far enough into your body system to do that. You want to look and see maybe what's going on from your past. Check out your grandparents and see if they had a similar problem. So back to you.
Okay. I'll just go back to some questions here. I'm wondering if I can do the spirit barcode clearing now for my four-year-old.
Yeah, that's good. You know, you don't know what could happen in the future because the future is, you know, almost away. So if something does happen, maybe to you, we'll say, possibly, you know, I'm looking at that aspect, you know, and who's going to do it for, you know, the little people in your life, you know, whether it's your own child or your maybe a grandchild or something, or maybe you want to do something for your neighbor's child, you know. But anyway, that's how you want to look at it, because you don't know what's going to happen in the future. And since you're self-empowered and you know about a clearing that would get them out of here, then that's the one to do that. That would be very good. So back to you. And okay. Then also, you know, maybe they... if they have had the baptism clearing, by all means, do that. Get that alien baptism off of them. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes. What a lucky child at only four to be able to get some creation light trip healings. That's really wonderful. So someone wrote in, I had a number of sessions in the light chamber. This was either New York or L.A. I looked at my skin, and it was soft and supple like a baby's. However, it didn't last. So this is a person that might want to do, as the other listener wrote in, and get the light infusion chamber healing on the website, so you can use that anytime. And question, are the pictures in the light chamber being charged 24/7 for the weekend or just when the booth is running?
Only when the booth is running.
Right. Which is a lot,
yep.
You know, of the weekend, I know. Okay.
And so you can see what mind energy does to your skin. Well, the fact that you're in the light chamber, maybe the person bought the, you know, the additional sessions. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they bought the one for, say, the $40 one. And so very possibly... you went in there four or five times, and your skin got better. So that means that you were released from the mind energy. Well, naturally, it's not going to hold because you're probably thinking. So you got yourself, you know what wellness is by being in the moment, and now you know that being in the moment can change your complexion or the way your skin is. So the mind energy puts you on timelines with the condition of the skin not being as nice as the way it should be, because you're now living timelines, which is in the darkness, these fabrications of holograms. And so that's how I would look at that. You're not in the present moment, and the clearing that you had would have stayed with you even for life if you kept doing the mind to heart drop, and if you were at the lectures that I had, making people real. And you need to come on, you know, one of those calls or maybe two calls a week or something to stay real, and that would hold that energy. So that's the way I would look at it. So now you know what mind energy does to you. You know, it's starting to decay the body. So back to you.
Okay. Another comment about from someone, rather, who was at the expo. A dark side practitioner who they used to know when they were in their new age period, which I guess is a good way to put it. So this dark side practitioner used to hug me all the time, and then when he saw me at the expo, he touched me. And as soon as he touched me, I no longer felt like myself, and my mind got foggy. Luckily, at home, as soon as I got home, I was running the alien attack parasitic life form removal from others touching me, and it took only 5 minutes to get cleared out.
Yep, that's good. So they probably stole your light and brought something, you know, into your energy field of darkness. Some of these practitioners I've seen, they do some type of whammy on people, put it that way, because they want to keep people with them. So they'll normally do something that connects you to them over again. Let's put it that way. So back to you.
Okay. Well, Ron, are there any clearings, or healings, rather, that we could do some samples of before we end the show?
Yeah, I'll work with people's job. Maybe some people out there listening have a jaw problem. So here we go. Working with your jawbone. So here we go. Both sides. One, two, three, four, five, oh boy, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Take one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Okay. See how your jaws feel. Well, back to you, Ann.
Okay. So
we're coming close.
We're almost at the end of the show, so I just want to remind everybody that our next show will be Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific time on BBS Radio Station 1. This Sunday at 10 a.m., there will be a 7-hour healing call. So if you enjoyed that short visit, wonderful, but short visit we had to the lightship tonight, it's really wonderful to be on the call tomorrow with Ron. That starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And all the information is on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. You can click on at the top. There'll be a link to get the information, so you still have time to sign up for that and join us on that call. So I'll let you take it away, Ron.
Okay, everybody, we'll do the mind to heart drop. Oh, here we go. And also, you know, I'll just say if you're having difficulties or challenges sometimes, remember, every 10 minutes you're being switched out and you're being remade again. So, you know, you can always ask for a clone that's maybe more intelligent, smarter or something. If the last one wasn't working well for you. So here we go. With the mind to heart drop, you have to command your spirit out loud, and from there you ask it to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. So here we go. Let's start that off here. So I now command my spirit, take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. Up from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. All blessings, and have a wonderful evening here. And we'll see you later. Thank you, listeners, for listening. And thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, Anne. Bye, everyone.
Bye, all. Thank you, Ron.